processing is power. Here's an interesting thing. Anybody ever tagged a photograph? Yes. Is that boring? Yes. Okay, so there's now, it's possible to do this automatically. And you say, you know, here's one picture of Harry, please go find the others and tag them all as Harry. And, you know, the interesting thing about this is that if you just take this out of your own photo album and just, you know, what if you said, find Harry anywhere on Flickr, something that was completely unthinkable. Face recognition software now runs fast enough, because computers have gotten so fast, that you may be able to find people, pictures of people tagged with exactly they were when, even if they were not actually the subject of the photograph. They might have just been in the background of somebody else's photograph. So face recognition is one of these things that, like voice recognition, has only recently become possible, and we're going to talk about the phenomenon of exponential growth in the speed of computer processing, which has made this possible. That's Moore's original paper. That's a version of an exponential growth curve. It doesn't look like it, but we'll explain why. But it was written in 1965 and says that, you know, by 1975, it might be possible to put as many as 65,000 components on a chip. Imagine by 1975. And if you could do that, you know, you could actually have handy home computers for sale. This was a decade before anybody, more than a decade before the first home computer got built. And this is a wonderful cartoon from this paper. People had no idea what you would do with a home computer. You know, you'd sell them along with notions and cosmetics in stores, but they look sort of like toasters.